Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The great Tim McMahon and Woj teamed up to drop a bomb on everybody. Quote, Coach Rick Carlisle and Smith, speaking about Dennis Smith Jr., have struggled to find a common ground. Source, Mavs escalating talks to trade point guard Smith. We'll get into that momentarily. Also want to let you know Fan Bowl is going to be amazing this year. Trying to break our record for number of entrants. It's your chance at $4,000 in cash prizes. So get in on the coolest paper football tournament in America for free by going to 1053thefan.com/fanbowl. Saturday, January 26th at Gas Monkey Live in Dallas. Brought to you by Fitness Connection. All you have to do is register at 1053thefan.com/fanbowl. And if you don't want to play in the paper football tournament, just come hang out with us. All right, Skin. Catch us up here. What do you think's happening with Dennis Smith Jr.?
Well, I do think he's very, very, very likely to get traded. And I think once players start missing practice, not showing up, and the coaches at practice talking about, I talked to his agent this morning. You know, if a player is sick, he doesn't call his agent and go, "Hey, go call, tell the coach I won't be there." He picks up the phone and calls Casey, or you know, Dennis has got the number of every assistant coach. You know, so when your agent is talking to the coach, that's significant. That's a significant sign. So I would say when you look at what Woj and Tim put out there and the rumors that have been persistent out there, I'd say it's very likely he's going to get moved, and I think he's going to get moved quickly just because of the history of guys missing practice, right? I don't think that it's been a contentious situation like Jimmy Butler where Dennis Smith is going to show up back at practice and go, "You guys need me, and look at this D," and all that. You know, I don't think that's going to happen. So I think they'll do it in a way that works for everybody. But I also think that the Mavericks front office, according to, like, there's been a lot of people that have reported on this, and I think most of the reports have been right. If you go back, we had Stein on last week talking about this. The Mavericks front office has not been out there shopping Dennis to people. They wanted to develop a top 10 talent because they very, very rarely in the last 20 years have had top 10 picks. And I think they wanted to develop Dennis. If they thought Dennis and Luka couldn't play together, they would have traded him on draft day or before camp started. And so they wanted it to work out. They wanted Dennis's value to get higher. But I think as the season has gone on, there's a lot of voices involved, a lot of people involved. I think the fact that Rick admitted that he was talking to the player's agent is very telling, because I think the player's agent has been very involved in the the genesis of a lot of these rumors.
How does that even happen to where it's like the agent's not talking to Cuban or Donnie?
I'm sure.
Let me just talk directly to the coach.
I bet Donnie talks to that agent several times a week, whether there's problems or not. Donnie talks to every agent all the time.
So the agent is talking to the coach saying, "Hey."
I think in this particular situation, Dennis probably doesn't want to. I think Dennis is probably distancing himself from the team. I think Dennis yesterday was out. I think Fish had it, was out on Instagram liking other teams' posts about should you trade for Dennis Smith Jr. That's always probably a sign that the player's ready to move on. I don't think they do that by accident.
Can I say this?
Yeah.
I feel for DSJ.
I do too.
In these situations, you know, you kind of pick sides, and most of the time you're like, "Oh, MF the player. I can't believe it." I feel for him. All he did was kick ass last year, 15-5-5. It just so happens that the Mavs get lucky and made some of their own luck, traded up for Luka, and he's transcendent. Mm-hmm. There's no doubt about it. And he needs the ball in his hands. But if they had Luka first, they wouldn't have drafted Dennis Smith Jr. I get that. Yep. But having them both is not the end of the world. It looks to me, as we've talked about this over the year, that Dennis Smith Jr. has done everything they've asked of him and is trying really hard to be what they want him to be.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, his numbers are going down. I could see why his agent would be in his ear saying, "Hey, you could go to another franchise and run it. If you're here, you got to ride in the Batman car,
right.
You know, the seat on Luka's motorcycle."
Right.
I get all that ego, but, dude, he and Luka are great friends. He's done everything he could here. You know, the thing that stands out to me the most is the line from the Woj McMahon thing talking about how Carlisle and Dennis Smith Jr. have failed to reach a common ground.
Yeah, now I know that, and I don't know if that's coming from Woj or Tim, right? Their names are both on that story, but Tim and Rick have a very amenable relationship, right? I think they communicate very frequently, so I'm assuming that comes from Tim. Maybe it comes from Woj, I don't know. But, you know, my perception of all that is I do know that, I do know this. I know that Dennis was all about the city of Dallas. He was all about his teammates. He was all about playing here and wanted to be a part of this. And let's go back to the story you had where we went to Dirk's charity event and Dennis saw you and the first thing out of his mouth was, oh, I can play off the ball.
I didn't even know if he remembered who I was.
Right.
And the first thing he says is, oh, my God, me and Luke are killing it in summer league. Our team hadn't lost. I can play off the ball. When can I come on your show?
Right.
Has Luca been on your show yet? Oh, I'll get him on. Let's go on it. I mean, he was so excited about it.
So you don't think that he's not wildly aware of what the perception's going to be?
Yeah.
And so if you are thinking, oh, that's going to suck for me, what do? You get yourself traded, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, what did he do? He tried to do everything he could to make it work here because he knows Luca's a baller. He has friends. He loves this city. But as the season's gone on, it hadn't worked out for him. And so a player, I want everybody that's, you know, no matter how old you are, I want you to think, and if you guys were in your early 20s, you'd be like, what skin? But I want everybody to think back to what your life was like when you were 21 years old and how much influence the people in your circle had, how much influence your friends had. And dude, what if you have this like person in your life that's an agent, how much influence they have, mm-hmm. how much influence your dad has. There's a lot of people talking to you, giving you advice, telling you what's best for you, right? A lot of people, including people that work for the team. So if everybody, one of the things that, like, I know Rick is big on this and a lot of coaches are big on this is stay off of social media because
mm-hmm.
it's going to influence you in bad ways. So if Dennis, you know, who, by the way, has missed, what, 11 games? If Dennis gets on social media, what does he see? When are the Mavericks going to trade Dennis? Dennis can't play with Luka. Like, that's all he sees all the time, all right? And so then your numbers are down, and then your agent's going, man, you know, there's other situations for you out there. I know you like Dallas, but, man, I can put you in a situation
right.
where you're going to be a rock star. And so there's a lot of voices. And so I know that everyone has this cynical take of, oh, no, the Mavericks have been – I'm telling you right now, I know for a fact the Mavericks weren't out there shopping Dennis Smith Jr. The Mavericks were trying to develop a top 10 talent because they have gotten them so rarely. But sometimes the situation, the word that Woj and McMahon used is escalates. Man, sometimes the thing gets so big you can't corral it no matter how bad you want to corral it. And once that colt is out the barn. He's running crazy all over the field, man.
Yeah. I feel for DSJ in this situation. I just really do. And early in the year, I even had the thoughts. I felt guilty about it later, but I was like, okay, you got to trade DSJ.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Luka's going to have the ball all the time. And then we started talking about really what Carlisle's offense is and how they can work together. And then I saw how much effort he was putting in to do exactly what they wanted. And I turned. I was like, wait. The other thing is the idea of just trade Luka is – what does that mean? You trade him for what? Trade
you're
him
talking
for
about Dennis?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Trade Dennis. Yep. The idea, trade Dennis Smith Jr. So because you don't want to build it around Luka.
Right.
The idea of trade Dennis Smith Jr., well, what does that mean? For what? It's a different question depending on what you're getting for him. And so if you just say, oh, you got to get rid of him to get him out of the way, what the hell is that? No, you don't. But now let's talk about what you could get for him. And if you could get something great for him, awesome. Okay, now consider that and build the team that way. But now it feels like because this thing has escalated so quickly and now the Mavericks really have this urgency to deal him that him and his agent are kind of pushing on the Mavericks, it makes me think they're going to get less than full value.
That's my biggest fear, Ben, and that was the Mavericks' fear, and that's why they weren't out there shopping him. I'm sorry, if you believe that, you're wrong. It's just not how it works. And if you look at Donnie's history and how he operates – almost all of these trades have come out of the frickin' blue. You very rarely do you look at Maverick trades and there's a week of chatter. You know, that's not how they get down because that's not how you get value. And so now what I think the Mavericks are trying to do is create a larger package with more parts in order to get value Because, like, let me give you an example. The two teams that the rumors started from, which I'm of the belief that Dennis's agent reached out to those teams. I believe that. I haven't been told that. I believe it. Were Phoenix and Orlando. All right. Ben, if you came to me in August and said, who are the two most likely teams that would want Dennis? I would have said, well, Phoenix and Orlando both need point guards and they have talent. So this, all this is an exercise in deductive reasoning. I was told yesterday that Phoenix has no interest in Dennis Smith Jr. Go out there on the internet and tell me how many stories you can find where the Suns are interested in Dennis Smith Jr. This is how this works. They go out there and they stir up interest and they create this frenzy, right? But let's just say in a vacuum, Phoenix wants Dennis Smith Jr. Well, they have a player named Mikal Bridges, who I like. I like a lot. He's a 6'8", 6'9 wing out of Villanova, played with Jalen Brunson. He's a pretty good, he's like Trevor Ariza.
Okay. Hits threes, plays D.
Hits threes, plays D. Trevor Ariza, style player. Do you think Trevor Ariza is a style player, is comparable for a 15-5-5 rookie that can jump out of the gym and blow by anybody?
No.
I don't either.
That's not full value.
Now, I like Mikal Bridges, but I don't think that's full value.
Right.
So are you guys going to be happy if you trade Dennis Smith Jr. for way less talent? I know I'm not. That doesn't seem like a good trade to me. But the problem right now, we keep going back to that word escalation, it has escalated. The guy ain't at practice. The coach is talking to the agent. This is what escalation is. So now what do you do? Now what do you do for value? So now he's going to get traded. I would be shocked if they didn't trade him. This isn't the way this league works. And if you hold on longer, then suddenly you have a Jimmy Butler situation, right?
Okay. So let me ask you this again. With the J.J. Barea injury that really hurts the second team, and they have one of the best second teams in basketball.
Right.
You know, just how good the West is. Is it possible now that the Mavericks could be looking at this as, all right, let's do a bigger deal. Mm-hmm. Let's trade guys who could help us win now, but we're not really as worried about that as we are about building the right team around Luka.
Yeah, no, I think no matter what, every single thing they do will be based around how does this fit with Luka. And quite honestly, man, the way, you know, here I am talking about the agent I'm talking about, Dennis Smith Jr.'s agent, is not a power broker, dude. He is, go look at his client list. We aren't talking about some upper level guy that's moving pieces, all right? So, however, Luka Doncic's agent is a power broker. Billy Duffy is the reason you have Luka Doncic. I know the Mavericks wanted him, but if Billy Duffy doesn't steer him to Dallas, we don't get him. He is a power broker. He is a big swinging D. If I'm the Mavericks, I'm probably checking in with Billy Duffy going, what do you think here, bud? Not build my team, but I want his opinion because his opinion's going to matter. And if Orlando is that hot and bothered, remember they were interested in Dennis at the draft. They interviewed him, right? And they worked him out. They ended up taking Jonathan Isaac. But if Orlando really is a fit, I'm probably looking up and down at Orlando's roster going, are there any Billy Duffy clients over there? Aaron Gordon's over there. He's making $20 million. It's his contract. He's 23. I personally don't, if I'm, you know how you said, hey, pick a guy in a lab that fits with Luka. I'd rather have a better shooter, but dude, he's a stud athlete.
What about Isaac?
Isaac, I would think Orlando would want to keep and develop. But I'll put it to you like this. As much as I liked Isaac coming out, I don't know that I think swapping Dennis for Jonathan Isaac is fair value for Dennis. Dennis has already done it. Jonathan Isaac is trying to figure crap out, right? So
Aaron Gordon, is that the best name you've heard out there? Because he's an exciting player.
He's a real exciting
athlete,
player.
Jumps out of the gym.
And let me throw one more name out at you just because I know the history of Mavericks front office thinking he's a good player. Evan Fournier, they were interested in him when he was a free agent. Both those guys play for the Magic. So if you want to just do a little exercise and fun, go add their two salaries together. Throw Dennis in there and start figuring out how to make the salaries work. Because I think that's the sort of thing that would be discussed. But I think the Mavericks are very, very, very interested in Detroit calling them or Chicago calling them or the Knicks calling them. Let me ask you this. If they really, truly loved Frank Ntilikina that much, why not swap Ntilikina for Dennis? I think that's not a good trade, personally. I think Dennis has more value than Frank. But that's the kind of things you got to start looking at. And so it's not just the two teams the agent called. If we're escalating this and it's go time and Dennis is going to get traded and there's four or five teams out there that like Dennis, You better get your offer in now.
Who else do the Mavs have if they wanted to add to the Dennis package?
The obvious one is Wesley Matthews is $18 million of expiring contract, and that makes a mega deal happen really fast, right? I think because Dwight Powell can opt out and he's a really good player and he's making 10, I think you probably have to look at him. I don't think the Mavericks want to trade him, but, you know, we say it a million times, to get something, you got to give something. And so that's what you start looking for, ballast to balance this thing out. That's when you start going, okay, Dwight's making this and Wesley's making this. And then the other thing, too, is if a team really wants to, you got to trade Dennis, you better throw Maxey in there. I mean, you have to start dealing with some of that stuff, because that's what that's how we got Dwight Powell. Dwight Powell was making nothing, and Donnie's like, hey, if we're going to do this deal, we really need that guy over there that's not playing, that makes $800,000. So is Dorian involved?
So we're officially on trade watch.
I mean, I think I'd be shocked if he's on this team when they, they leave for Milwaukee and Indiana. They play Indiana Saturday night. I'd be really surprised if Dennis is a member of the Mavericks on Saturday.
So he'll be at the Spurs game on the bench, the Mavs bench, tomorrow?
I mean, I don't.
God, it's fascinating.
I don't know.
All right, well, we'll continue to monitor that story.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.